The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, February 5th, 2018. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 188th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: New Jersey Stage ran the announcement by the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey of their 2018 season, including Titus Andronicus and The Winter's Tale. The website Swiss Info ran a story of a Geneva collection of literary works, including many by Shakespeare, being digitized by the University of Geneva, and it will be available to the public. Mia Gosling from Good Tickle Brain, the world's foremost and very possibly only stick figure Shakespeare webcomic, published a great and fun tutorial on how to draw Julius Caesar. The Star Phoenix of Saskatoon, Canada, ran a cool story with accompanying video about Stumped Productions, which is producing puppets for an adult-only production of Titus Andronicus this summer. This sounds like fun. Broadway World ran a piece on the casting of a new take on Shakespeare, The Merry Widows of Windsor. Sounds like a blast. The Telegraph ran a great piece on Royal Shakespeare Company's Director of Education and programs that bring Shakespeare to small children. WFPL reviewed Hamlet by Stage 1 Kentucky Shakespeare, running in Louisville until February 9th, calling the heavily edited student-aimed production seamless. The Stage reviewed the new production of Julius Caesar that just opened in London, directed by Nicholas Heitner, calling the show a kinetic promenade staging. The Telegraph also reviewed the production running through April 15th, giving it 4 of 5 stars and calling it a star-studded political cataclysm for our times. The Daily Mail also reviewed the Bridge Theatre production, giving the in-the-round staging 5 of 5 stars and saying that it's a bombastic and noisy show that really rocks. The Express also reviewed it, giving it 4 of 5 stars and calling it visceral and rip-roaring. And the Evening Standard, instead of giving the play a straightforward review, discusses the current political parallels. Metro Weekly reviewed Hamlet by Shakespeare Theater Company, running through March 4th in Washington, D.C., giving the production 5 of 5 stars and calling it an absolute must-see. And finally, the Windy City Times reviewed 50 Shades of Shakespeare at Mary's Attic in Chicago, running through the 24th of this month, calling it a raucous yet responsible blast filled with gender play, kink, and various takes on intimacy through the eyes of the Bard of Avon. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On January 30th, 1914, American actor David Wayne was born, possibly most famous for his role in the Andromeda Strain in the early 1970s, as well as a number of television series in the 70s and 80s. He played Banquo in an early television production of Macbeth for the Philco Goodyear Television Playhouse in 1949. On January 31st, 1606, Guy Fawkes was executed for his role in the Gunpowder Plot, an assassination attempt on King James I. On February 1st, 1327, Edward III was coronated 6 days after his father, Edward II, was forced to relinquish the crown because of a conspiracy between his mother, Edward III's mother, Isabella of France, and Roger Mortimer with the support of the French. Also on this date in 2016, Frank Finlay passed away. He was the Oscar-nominated Iago to Olivier's Othello in 1965. Two fun facts. All 4 leads were nominated for Oscars, the only time a Shakespeare film accomplished this, and Finlay was in the Best Supporting Actor category despite having nearly 300 more lines than Olivier's Moore. On February 2nd, 1585, Judith and Hamnet Shakespeare, twins of William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway, were baptized in Stratford-upon-Avon. While Judith would live until age 77, Hamnet would die at age 11. Much speculation has been made regarding to Hamnet's death and his impact on Shakespeare's writing, including the idea of a male twin being lost at the beginning of Twelfth Night, which ironically enough saw its first performance on this date in 1602. On February 3rd, 1399, John of Gaunt died of natural causes. The third surviving son of Edward III and younger brother of Edward, Black Prince of Wales. He was also uncle to Richard II. As Duke of Lancaster, he became the patriarch of the line of kings starting with his son, Henry IV, who usurps the crown from Richard. John of Gaunt is a character in Richard II. On February 4th, 1918, Ida Lupino was born. She was primarily known as an actress, but she was also a screenwriter and a director. Late in her career, she directed an episode of Gilligan's Island called The Producer, in which the castaways put on a production of Shakespeare's Hamlet, an episode that was named by TV Guide as one of the 100 greatest television episodes of all time. On February 5th, 1971, British Shakespearean actress Judi Dench married Michael Williams in Hampstead, London. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending February 5th, 2018. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar, previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.